Can't believe you're joking right now, dude. My fucking brother's in CBD rehab for CBD.
What?
Yeah, it's
was
not.
He just
This is
too
not a
relaxed?
time for laughs. This is not a time for laughs, dude.
Was his were his joints not inflamed?
No, dude. So he drives a bus. So CBD has a
he drives a bus.
CBD has a tiny trace amount of THC in it because the hemp plant is legal. So in order to be a legal hemp plant, it only can have, I think, 0.3% THC, which, you know, per gram of hemp is 3 milligrams of THC, which is enough to trigger a drug test. So it's like, you know, but if you work, if you say, so you're driving a bus, say you have fucking shoulder pain, you could have like your eyes just closing on fucking Percocets and Xanax as long as you have a script and you could legally drive a bus. But if you happen to have trace amounts of THC, they're like, you can't do that. And he was like, dude, this is fucking bullshit. Like, I don't do any drugs. I don't drink. I just take CBD oil. I don't want to take fucking, you know, opiates, blah, blah, blah. So they were like, all right, we understand what you're saying, but for formality's sake, you have to go to a rehab. So he has to go to like
No.
not an inpatient. Like, he has to just go and do like a program, basically. Dude, so he goes in there, dude, it's so fucking funny.
Jesus.
So for CBD, he goes in there for CBD, dude, has to do a fucking thing that costs God knows how much fucking money
Damn, he
this
has to go
costs.
to, like, a patient first.
Yeah, pretty
Or
much.
like, what are those called?
I used to, when in high school, when I got called, what is it
Urgent
called?
care? Yeah.
No,
He has to
it's not.
go to, no, I'm saying, he has to go to
it's,
urgent
it's an
care.
urgent care of rehab, dude. And it's like, and this is how social work works, where it's like, you just, everyone's writing these grants, and then someone's like, here's $50,000. And you're like, woo, and everyone just goes on to it, dude. So it's like, he shows up, he's like, hey, my job's making me go here, or it's for CBD. And the lady's just like, these things happen. Come on in. And they're
Oh,
just like, yo, we're getting
that's
fucking
so embarrassing.
10 G's. I mean, he's like, whatever. I mean, it's not as embarrassing as going in there for like fucking smoking meth and shit. At least he can go in there and be like, look, I have to be here.
Which is what everybody says.
True. He
Which
might,
is
he
like,
could
look,
be a
I'm not
CBD.
like one of these fucking CBD. I was doing
Dude,
meth.
so it's like you go in there and they're trying to keep it a little safe now because like you have to go for one orientation in person and then you get to Zoom. But they have this, it's set up where
He's
like
doing Zoom rehab for CBD.
so but
So he can drive a bus? Jeez.
the so the first day he was there was an in-person orientation, but there are people who are Zooming who are on screens. So it was like him and like four or five other people, and then there was a 60-year-old black dude on a screen, and they're all, you know, the lady's like, all right, everyone, we're gonna take a break, so like, you know, cut your camera off or whatever, and we'll come back.
Yes.
The dude cut his camera off, didn't cut his mic. So he put the fucking old guy while they're on
Sounded
break.
like Lil Wayne was about to come on. He started lighting up.
No. He started faffing. He
No.
started So they're all in this room. You know, my brother's in IRL. He's there in real life in CBD rehab with other people who happen to do heroin and methamphetamine. And he's like, you hear like, and
No.
everyone's like, it's his dog. There's no way he's fat. My brother's like, that guy's jerking off, man. And everyone's like, no, there's no fucking way. And then you just hear the
Holy
guy
shit.
go, oh.
Holy shit. They heard him.
Heard him come.
No.
Yeah. And then
And then try to play it cool and come back
dude,
on.
so they he has no idea anyone heard this because he's not in the room with anybody. He's just on a Zoom screen. So the lady's like, all right, everybody come back. And he's like, oh, what's up, y'all? How was everybody's break? Everyone's like, what the fuck,
Oh my God.
You just fucking came. Because, I mean, dude, in the guy's defense, he's like a 6-year-old dude. He's on Zoom. Either he's right near the porn or he's like scoping hot babes on Zoom. And he's like, I gotta rub one out. This is too much
Yeah,
to handle.
I could see how like a Zoom with strangers would trigger you into thinking of like cam girls.
Yeah, exactly.
That same,
Yep, popping
next
up.
thing you know.
Dude, just and then like they're all in there. They're all in there.
Just like a hard like, oh,
oh, fuck, fuck, fuck.
Oh, yeah.
So it just fucking just comes on Zoom really loud.
Oh my God.
And he was old enough too, where you almost feel bad because you don't know how to use it. Especially if you like spent your life like chasing everywhere in your family, you can't call your nephew anymore, your niece. Like, hey, how do you like work this computer?
Oh, fuck.
So he's isolated himself into the point where he's just like ripping
He's
loads.
doing Zoom rehab.
He doesn't have any fucking.
And he's jizzing. Oh my God.
Yeah, dude. I mean, this is when people talk about the pandemic and like the cost of like isolating everybody, dude. This is like one of them. You get a guy who's just like could be there in
Yeah,
person
that
and
guy
unable
should have jerked off at the in the bathroom. He should have said, "Excuse me, I'm going to go to the bathroom at the break."
Oh.
Yeah, you hear him? You'd be like, "That was a loud shit."
It'd be nice if you hit like a nice James Brown, which is like,
I was like, he's like, God damn.
Oh. Remember the video we used to play where it was the guy, it was an old black dude cream pieing and like an older white lady. And he's just like,
yes.
Yeah, that was, my brother told me that today, and that was just absolutely delightful.
Man.
Just catching an old guy coming on Zoom, just like, oh, what's up, y'all? How was y'all break? How's everybody? Okay, now. Okay, now, everybody. Yeah,
you're still trying to play it cool? Just being a cool older black guy?
Okay, now, everybody. How's everybody doing here?
Yeah. Little Forrest Gump. You remember when he sat outside, imitated that dude coming in Forrest Gump? Your brother should have done that to him.
But yeah, man, that's so he has to go through CBD rehab so that he can reclaim his job. It's a sweet gig, dude. You work for like basically like 3 hours a day, get paid pretty much.
What's SEPTA? I don't know if you're
allowed. No, it's a school.
Oh, it's a school bus driver?
Yeah.
Is it rehab? Oh, my God. This is bad.
It's a good gig, dude.
Yeah. But arguing like, I should be able to have some fucking weed in my system. I'm driving these kids.
I mean, the thing is, if you take CBD oil, it's non-psychoactive. And it just happens to leave. The thing is, if you roll up.
What would you say if you got drug test? If you tested positive for weed, wouldn't you be like, nah, it's CBD?
For sure. Well, you could technically, but if they were to like really hold your feet to the fire, they could take a blood test and then look at your nanograms per milliliter of your blood, and they could tell you if that was bullshit or not. Mm. But it's also, I mean, you know, forget, you know, okay, that's one thing, but it's also like, dude,
well, I'm sure a little bit of weed in a bus driver's system is the least of their fucking worries.
It should be mandatory, but yeah, it's also true. Like the problem is that
if you're sober doing this,
I could legally,
you're a creep.
True.
That's how true. About bus ladies, dude? You ever get some bus ladies?
Yeah,
there's a ton of bus ladies.
Yeah, well, they're
almost always bus ladies.
Are you talking about like back in the days, like the old days?
School bus.
Yeah, there was mostly when. Well,
I think it was always just lesbian ladies
for the most part.
In my town, in my hometown, if you were a lesbian, you did get shunned from the community, and you just had to be a bus driver.
Hopped on the bus. That was it.
You had to be a school bus driver
for sure, dude. It was a school. that was the treatment, yeah, dude. It was like we had a lady who pretty much it was all ladies actually for the most part. The lady who was like our usual bus driver.
It was crazy because you'd think like, yeah, it's an awfully big bus for a lady.
She did hit a fire hydrant once and knocked it off. Yeah, water shot everywhere. Later found out, you know, through the bus driver grapevine, now that I have access to bus driver gossip, she was on opiates. Yeah, she was on opiates. She's gone. But you can go get a prescription to Percocets as a bus driver and be like fucking like half your eyes closed on Percocets.
That can't be true.
Yes, you can, dude.
There's no way you can take.
Yeah, you can.
Actively take Percocets and drive a bus.
Yeah, you can. If you have chronic pain issues, you are by law. You can't. You couldn't say, like, hey, you can work this job, but you can't take X, Y, and Z on a Fed. Like, for the federal government, you're allowed to take any prescription medicine you want. Now, if you're working for the CIA, they might get into
But a side effect of it is you can't operate machinery. So I think they would be like, you can't take it and drive.
I'm pretty sure you're able to. That was his whole case. Like, dude, people can take prescription medicine. You can take fucking. I think you can take it, but you can't take too much. Dude, think about the dudes I guess they weren't like testing these dudes, but like machine operators and shit. They're all on Percocets.
Yeah, illegally.
No, I think you're totally allowed to be, because we would go get drug tested to work in hospitals, and I would go, you know, go fake a drug test in the fucking hospital, a little glove or whatever, and dump it in, and then I would watch a guy who also drug tested who would just fucking popping pills. He's like, I got a prescription. He was an operator. So again, correct me if I'm, again, I'm always open to, you know,
yeah,
because I'm not in a literal truth. I'm just more of a functional truth guy.
Matt, obviously. I hear you.
Obviously.
But could you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Could you talk to this hand?
What are you talking about?
Talk to the hand.
Why would I talk to the hand?
Because you're being a punk.
Why am I being a fucking punk?
You can't take oxys and drive a school bus.
You can take not Oxycontin maybe, but you can take Percocets. Dude, I guarantee it.
I don't know. I've seen people take perks.
You can be a cop on perks. You can be a cop. I swear to God, you can be a cop on perks and like all kinds of shit. I would argue like a fourth of cops are on psych meds, to be honest. So it's like you can take a Xanax. You're telling me a cop can't pop a Xanax and go to work? Like, dude, you'd be surprised how many of them are popping a fucking Valium and heading to the station.
Yeah.
So you know, it's your legal medicine. I don't think they're legally allowed to be like, oh, this is your doc. These are your, you know, medical issues. Therefore, we won't give you this job. If you have chronic pain, you have to pop a couple perks. You have to pop some pancakes and syrup, bro.
Yeah. They're not.
not with us. We were like the radio us. Now it's time to get it drunk. Get it drunk. Get it drunk.